And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 26th of June, 2010. In 2000, on this day, two scientific teams completed the first rough map of the human genome. Scientists had discovered the structure of DNA back in 1953, but it took the Human Genome Project to begin to pin down exactly how human DNA makes us who we are. They discovered that every cell in the human body contains 23 pairs of chromosomes, each chromosome a bundle of DNA. If all the DNA bundled up inside every single cell in our bodies were unfurled, strung out in a single strand, it would be about 6 feet long. Those 6 feet contain the instructions for the creation of all the physical aspects of our bodies, everything from our blood to organs, brain, eye color, fingers and toes, and so forth. One thing they learned from the Human Genome Project is that the entire 6 billion-member human species goes back 7,000 generations to an original population of about 60,000 people. And our species has only a modest amount of genetic variation. The DNA of any two human beings is 99.9% identical. It was on this day in 1818, John Keats wrote a letter to his brother Tom about a hike through the Lake District of England. "We walked here to Ambleside yesterday, all beautiful with wooded shores and islands. Our road was a winding lane, wooded on each side and green overhead, every now and then a glimpse of the lake. We're going to call on Wordsworth, who lives only 2 miles hence. The morning beautiful, the walk easy among the hills. I shall learn poetry here and shall henceforth write more than ever." And it was on this day in 1284, according to legend, the Pied Piper lured the children out of the city of Hamelin, Germany, and to their death. The oldest surviving account is from the 15th century and talks about a piper dressed in all kinds of colors. To this day, nobody knows exactly what inspired the legend of the Pied Piper. People do believe that it is based on some historical event. One theory is that it was some sort of a plague or epidemic, perhaps one that would cause children to dance, and that the Pied Piper is death. But these days, most research supports the idea that the legend refers to the colonization of Eastern Europe, which began with Lower Germany, and that the children were simply citizens of Hamelin who were being recruited to settle throughout Eastern Europe. And the Pied Piper was just a landowner or developer. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Waterston entitled "Designed to Fly." After 10 hours of trying, the instructor undid my fingers, peeled them one by one off the joystick. "You don't need to hold the plane in the air," he advised. "It's designed to fly. A hint of aileron, a touch of rudder, is all that is required." I looked at him like I'd seen God. Those props and struts he mentioned, they too, I realized, all contrived. I grew dizzy from the elevation, from looking so far down at the surmise. The airspeed of faith underlies everything. Lives are designed to fly. Designed to Fly, a poem by Ellen Waterston from Between Desert Seasons, published by Wordcraft of Oregon, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.